The National Stem Cell Bank will distribute half of the 22 federally approved lines. It will be run by Y-Cell, a nonprofit agency which supports embryonic stem cell research at the UW-Madison. Carl Gulbrandsen is president of Y-Cell.
We will be a single portal so that people can do one-stop shopping.
The National Stem Cell Bank will have 5 lines from Y-Cell. Another 6 will come from an Australian company, ES Cell International. Y-Cell hopes to reach deals with the remaining companies, which hold the 11 other stem cell lines. They're located in Georgia, California, Sweden, Korea, and Israel. Gulbrandsen says being part of Wisconsin's National Stem Cell Bank will help control quality of the stem cells and also aid in distributing them at a price 10 times less than what's currently charged.
This is not intended at all to shut down the distribution systems of other stem cell owners.
The National Institutes of Health says Wisconsin was one of 2 applicants for the 4-year, $16 million contract establishing a national stem cell bank. UW-Madison Chancellor John Wiley says state and university officials have long been laying the groundwork for this kind of national scientific recognition.
We've been training stem cell researchers from all over the world here for a couple of years now. It isn't just dumb luck. It took many, many years of systematic planning.
Madison is where stem cells were first isolated by university scientist James Thompson 7 years ago. Some of his early work was done at UW-Madison's primate lab, one of only a handful in the country. The campus also has specialized disease research facilities like the Weissman Center. NIH describes the National Stem Cell Bank as a way to support stem cell research. Thompson sees irony in the state getting federal money from an administration which limited grants for stem cell research, but now is promoting it in a state where some don't want it.
It's kind of odd that we're getting a very large investment from George Bush in our state, and yet we're having problems in our own state moving forward.
Some Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin are trying to limit stem cell research. Wisconsin Right to Life opposes the use of embryos in experiments. And Executive Director Barbara Lyons does not want the state to house a stem cell bank.
We're very disappointed that Wisconsin will receive further hype and so-called reputation in the area of embryonic stem cells when we know that embryonic stem cells have not been used successfully.
It's believed that the blank slate cells might someday be coaxed into becoming replacement tissue for disease cells which cause juvenile diabetes, Alzheimer's, and other diseases. Governor Jim Doyle says he will veto any bill limiting stem cell research. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.